We met Eber Cárdenas at one of the marches that have erupted in Peru since the impeachment and imprisonment of ex-president Pedro Castillo. But those protests are about much more than one man. Many Peruvians are angry at their entire political class. Eber wanted to show us why. He invited us back to his neighbourhood. This is Buena Vista, on the outskirts of Lima, where he lives with his wife Yodita and their four children. Just 40 minutes from the high-rise buildings and chic restaurants of the capital. Here, there are no sewage pipes, no hospitals, no schools, no paved roads. There's no running water either. This is the family's cistern. They have to pay for a water truck which comes once a week to fill it. It's seldom enough.
There are days in which their children can wash and days they can't. When there's no more water, we help each other between neighbors.
Afterwards, I sat down with Eber in the family home. The roof's partly made of tarpaulin. One of the walls is the side of the hill. It's a small monument to the country's gaping inequality.
If it rains, this hill could collapse at any moment. It could fall and hurt my children. But what can we do? It's the only home we have.
It's obvious that children and their education are the center of this house. Eber works in construction 12 hours a day to keep them fed and uniformed. But the nearest school for his son Stephen is an hour away via foot, motor taxi and bus. The community's desperate for a local school. They've set aside this land, filed paperwork. They say authorities even agreed to build it. They say that was 5 years ago. The plot still looks like this.
The politicians come just to get our vote. They say we're going to get you water, a health clinic, and it never happens. Nothing happens. Look at our community. This is the reality for so many Peruvians who have gone out to march.
A quarter of Peruvians live in poverty. The same pleas and complaints play out in a multitude of shanty towns and forgotten rural villages.
Why do you think the politicians haven't answered the call for hospitals, for schools, for the things that you need here?
Because those who govern us have always been corrupt. They start projects and hold them up for years to complete them, inflating the budget. They've always done it. We have resources, but they take them. And the people are left forgotten. That's why they're angry.
That anger is still spilling out onto the streets in a nation that's felt let down by their politicians for too long. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Lima.